Artists Jaime and Gilbert Hernandez have been drawing and writing their popular comic book series, Love and Rockets, since 1982, which means, yeah, they're celebrating their 40th anniversary and looking back at characters who have grown along with them. NPR's Mendeley Del Barco has this report.
Jaime and Gilbert Hernandez grew up in the small town of Oxnard, California, thousands of miles away from the New York and British punk music they listened to as teens in the late 1970s.
The Ramones and the Sex Pistols, the Clash.
For us, it just seemed new and fresh, and that's what connected to us, because it was a DIY thing. If we wanted music to change, we had to do it ourselves. If we wanted to change comics, we had to do it ourselves.
With that same do-it-yourself renegade punk spirit, the Hernandez brothers played in local bands and began drawing comics.
We were into what you call junk culture, old science fiction movies, wrestling, crummy TV shows, you know.
Crummy comics.
So it was just stuff we liked to draw, and we thought it was cool, you know, because people started to tell us that that wasn't cool. And if you're going to tell us that ain't cool, then we're going to do it more.
We're talking at Golden Apple Comics about the 40th anniversary of Love and Rockets. The beloved L.A. indie shop is filled with the kind of comic books the Hernandezes grew up with, especially the Archies. Jaime says he loved how Betty and Veronica were stylish. He says they and his real-life friends inspired him to create his main character, Maggie, and her clique.
When we were in the punk scene, a lot of the young women were very spirited and very alive, and I just loved that about them.
For Love and Rockets, Jaime says, he threw in everything he loved. Rockets, robots, horror, punk. He made Maggie a rocket mechanic living in a science fiction world. Then she became a punk teen in a town like Oxnard, with friends like Hopi, her occasional lover.
Anybody can go to outer space in comics, you know. But if I can make these girls bored out of their heads because they live in a small town and make that interesting, then, boy, I'm a good artist.
Anyway. Meanwhile, Jaime's older brother Gilbert wrote and drew parallel stories about a fictional Latin American village called Palomar. His storyline follows Luba and her family as they immigrate to California.
I wanted something with some weight, something with substance, and that was a challenge just to get people to read it. And luckily, I was enough people to get it to keep us going for 40 years.
Over the years, they focused on their women characters' interpersonal dramas.
Might have been that we were raised by our mom and our grandmother, and our mom had a bunch of sisters, so we saw the world through women's eyes.
And they say it was important that, unlike the Archies, the Love and Rockets characters matured into middle age.
Because it just seemed weird for them to be the same age all the time.
In a recent PBS SoCal documentary about Love and Rockets, fans admire the honest portrayals of Latinx and queer characters dealing with love, loss, death, and aging. LA Times journalist Carolina Miranda says the conversations are realistic.
They're talking about their bodies. This is a surprising thing to see in a comic, especially one written by men. Menopause is not something that's talked about very much, and it's this sort of thing that really makes me appreciate Love and Rockets.
At Golden Apple Comics, owner Ryan Leibowitz says the Hernandez brothers have diehard fans since day one, and newer generations too.
Love and Rockets just hits home for people who basically don't like capes and superheroes and want to read stories about kind of real people doing real things.
Jaime and Gilbert Hernandez say they have no plans to stop drawing Love and Rockets. For their 40th anniversary, their loyal publisher, Fantagraphics, has a new box collection of their classics. Mendeley Del Barco, NPR News.